We're holding on the Afyud Aleph, Amen Aleph at the bottom of the Mishnah. Leid Zechayit B'machtei Samach Chashecha, a tailor should not go out with his needle close to nightfall. Shema Yishkach V'yetzi, for fear that he might end up going out once it's already Shabbos and he'll carry. V'leha Lavla B'kol Musa, neither should a scribe go out with his quill. V'le Yifal Ez Kelev, one should not check for lice. We'll see exactly what that's referring to. V'le Yikra, and one should not read La'ar Haner. So there's a certain ambiguity as to, is this din Le Yifal Ez Kelev, is that connected to La'ar Haner? Don't check for lice by the lights of a candle for fear that you might tilt the nair and end up doing the malach of Havara, or is it a separate issue? Le'yifal as kalav, one should not check for lice. Full stop. And now a new thing, the le'yikr la'ar nair, we're going to see. Be'em is amru. But they said, Chazan raya'i chantinekis kairin. A chazan is able to see where the children are up to. Avalhu le'yikra. But he himself should not read. I mean, he's allowed to have a perfunctory glance just to see where the children are holding. There's no chashash of shemayat in such a case. He himself is not supposed to be ma'ayin. He's not supposed to read. Kiyotzeboy, similarly, meaning Chazal were concerned and they made a hachaka. So we say, lo yich lazavim azava. So there's an issa d'oraisa for a person to be by lazava. So a zav is not allowed to have a meal with a zava, because during a meal, that's a time where there's a certain kurva which is created, and therefore a zav, and certainly someone who's not a zav, someone who's tar, should not have a meal with a woman who's a zava, for fear that act of eating together will lead to intimacy. Fine, says the Gemara Tanan. Also, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Eruvin. So one is not allowed to stand in one rishus and drink in another rishus. So if there's a bar which is in the rishus harabim, or there's a bar in rishus hayachid, and you're standing in rishus and you're standing in the opposite rishus, you're not allowed to drink. Rashi says, the Yeshiv Pivarisha Lishus Arabim Leches Klevalishtes Gizerisha Mayetza Kli Elov Venimsim Ischayev Chata. So the concern is you might end up taking the Kli from one Rishus to another Rishus, so that you may not do. Avam Hechaz Rishav Arubai Lamakim Shahu Shesesh Mutter. But once you place your head and the majority of your body to that Rishus, then it is permitted to do. Now says the Mishnah, the Chayin Begas. The same is true with a gas. So again, what does that mean? I mean, a gas is a place where they press olives, produce wine. And the Mishnah just says the same is true with a gas. So one would have thought that the Pshute it's referring to some type of an Israitzah, which has to do with the way wine is produced, and we're saying Mechin Begas, but a little bit unclear as to what it means. I think Gemara's going to go into this. Fine. That is the end of the Mishnah over there in Erevin. Says the Gemara, Boilahu, Karmelis Mai. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Karmelis Kigin Biko. Dimidra Bonanu, the Asal Hachis Laitzi, Maulamad Bishus Yachid, Ebishus Arabim, the Yeshit Rashilachat Hilasech of Yishta. Do we say that this Isra of the Mishnah in Erevin applies between a Bika and the Rishus Yachid and Rishus Arabim, or not? So Abaye says, yeah, it's the same thing, just like the Asid from Rishus Yachid to Rabim, Rabim to Yachid, so today would Asid from Tarmas to Yachid and Rabim, and so on. Whereas Rav Amar Nein, he goof a Gzeira, Vananekum and Igzer Gzeira Gzeira, meaning, even between two dissimilar Rishuyais, the whole thing is a gzeira that you might be tempted to bring the keli to you. So that's a gzeira de Rabbanan. We're not going to extend that gzeira de Rabbanan to a Carmelis, because that would be a gzeira de gzeira. There's an interesting Tasha, which Rav Kivager asks. He says, even between Rishus Aram and Rishus Ayachid, it would never be an Issa d'oraisa. Imagine, if you will, a person standing in the Rishus Arabim, and they take their cup, and they put their cup into the pit in Rishus Hayachid, and they start to drink. So at that time when they did so, they didn't have in mind to do an Akira, to be Mitzi the Mayim from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Arabim. So if they subsequently change their mind, and they're Mitzi the Keli, and they bring it to themselves, that's not going to be an Akira HaMachayevis, like we saw earlier on. So Kiveger asks and questions and says even in that case it wouldn't necessarily be the Oraisa. Al Kopanim, so we seem to have machlekes between Abai and Rava as to whether or not they made a gzera in a kamlis and whether or not they make a gzera l'gzera. So Amar Abayim and Amila, what's my raya that they make a gzera l'gzera? So Minamila Diktani, it says V'chein Begas. It says V'chein Begas. And at the end of this mission in Arabic, it says the same applies to a gas. Now, my gas, what is that referring to? Ibrishus a yochid, tanina. Ibrishus a rabbim, tanina. Elalav kamalis. This is the case of a gas referring to a kamalis situation, in which case the Mishnah is saying that the same applies even between a kamalis and Ibrishus a yochid and Ibrishus a rabbim. Rav Amar, no. V'chein begas, linyan meiser. V'chein begas is referring to something totally different. No shaykhs whatsoever. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says linyan meiser. What does that mean? The shtia la gas mamish. The person drinks by the gas. Shle akru misham lahid siyoy chutza. Havi shtias arai upotami meiser calls man shle yard labar. Shle garma malachta la meiser. So long as a person is drinking the grape juice, the wine, which is at the gas, before it's actually descended to the lower pit, meaning from the gas where you tread, and there the wine flows out, and eventually makes it down to the bar, and some of the sediment is held back. But if you drink by the gas, that is considered to be a shtias arai, and it's not mechuyev in meiser. But to actually be mitzi from the gas, have a keva she'ein dai to lahachzer ha'moisar, because you don't have intention to return the leftover. So in other words, if you just take a cup of grape juice from the gas and drink, that's considered to be shtias arai, it's not mechuyev in meiser. But if you intend to take it good and proper, not return it, then that has a certain element of permanence, of chashivas, of kvius, and that you wouldn't be permitted to do. So long as you intend to like have a sip and chuck the rest of it back, that's considered to be shtias arai. You don't have intention to return the leftovers. It is also. So Rav is learning that the safe of the Mishnah, V'chein Begas, is referring to a totally different area of halacha. It's referring to the din of Meiser. And at what stage do we say that it's no longer considered to be a shtias arai, but rather it's considered to be a shtias keva? So that's the way Rav learns, in which case you have no raya, abaya, that would make a gzera l'gzera. V'chein Begas, l'nyan Meiser. V'chein Rav Sheshis, v'chein Begas, l'nyan Meiser. This now, because we learned in the Mishnah, in Meiser, it's Perek Dalad, it says, so Rabbi Meir says categorically, any type of drinking by the gas is considered to be a shtias arai, and your potter, even if you add and mix boiling water with the grape juice, and once you do so, Rashi explains, it's no longer roy to put back, because if you put back grape juice, which has been diluted with hot water, it's going to cause the rest of the grape juice to become acidic, and so on. Nevertheless, in all situations, even if you add hot water, and you might have said that that creates a certain kvius, still we permit it. Excuse me. So that is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik Mechayiv. He is Mechayiv in once you take it out. And the Chachamim Meimrim, it depends. Alachamin Chayiv, Alatzeinin Potim, Meshimach says Amoisar. The Chachamim say it depends whether or not you've taken it out in a way that you are precluded from returning it. In other words, if you mix it with hot water, then it's considered to be kavua, and it's mechuyev in meiser. If you don't mix it with hot water, it's only with cold, and you can return the rest, it's still considered to be arai. So says Rava, and says Rav Sheshis, that the safe of the Mishnah in Erev and V'chein Begas is referring to the dinim of meiser, and the shaila is it considered to be kavua, or is it considered to be arai? Fine, that is, that's the way they learn it. Good. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. So again, we're still discussing whether or not you make a gzera l'gzera or not. So let's bring it out from our Mishnah. Tanan, l'yitza chayit b'machti, samach l'chashecha, sheva yishkach v'yitza. So it says the Gemara, my love, the t'chuv lay b'bigdei, is the case not that the needle is stuck in his garment? If you look at Rashi over here, she'ein derech hitza bekach. It's not the normal way of doing a hitza. V'afilu hitziya l'rishus harabim ishachashecha shvuz ba'almo. Still, even if you do it on Shabbos proper, it's only a derabbanan. The kagazer samach l'chashecha to chashecha, and we still aser it. Says Rashi, al magazrinen l'isuri Shabbos. Gzera l'gzera. Therefore, we see when it comes to Isuri Shabbos, we make a gzera l'gzera. And it's quite meduyik. Rashi says by Isuri Shabbos. And we know in many places in Shas, we say we don't make a gzera l'gzera. So it could very well be that this is a local discussion as to whether or not we make gzera l'gzera. Tesis already speaks about this. If you look at Tesis, Amr Bayman Arminla, this is says the Gazrin and Gzera Legzera Dafka Bahitsa Gazra Baya. The Halhanu the Maisi Raya Ari Bahitsa Abu Baalmale Gazra. Abarish Bates the Parchabaya Laman the Gaza Bates Shinal the Beyomtav Atu Paris and Ashrim Higuf Gzera Banan and Nakum. So we know that the general rule is that we don't make Gzera Legzera. The Tezda Rosh adds and says that because Hitsa is very common, Ubidavar ha'hoide achmur barabonin ligzar gzer ligzer. By something which is common, then they will make a gzer ligzer. Akhlabonim, we see from Rashi and Tezis and the Rosh that the DNA over here of gzer ligzer is by Inyani Shabbos, maybe Dafka by Inyani Hitsa, and so on. So, Koponim, we have a Rai that our Mishnah says, the Chayit should not go out with his Machat Samach HaShechash because he might forget. Is it not speaking about where it's stuck in his clothing, and therefore you have a Rai that it's a Gzera L'Gzera? And now he's in, like, the Nakit Lei Biyati. Speaking in a case where he's holding it in his hand, in which case, holding in his hand would be a proper Hitzah. Good. Toshma. Lo Yitzah Chayit B'machtoy Atchuv Lei B'Bigdei. So it says that also a tailor should not go out with his needle stuck in his clothing. So here it's mafurish. It says in his clothing. My love, the Erev Shabbos. In which case you see we make a gzera, gzera, like we make a gzera, like gzera. Loi, kitanya hi b'Shabbos. So now we have a shayla to be gerus. Our gerus is v'hotanya. I think some of the gerus are just toshma. That lo yetzah chayit b'machtei atchuva b'vigdei be'erev Shabbos im chashecha. So here it's mafurish. The chayit should not go out with a machat stuck in his garment on Erev Shabbos. So you see that even though were he to do so on Shabbos, it would only be asim midrabanan. Nevertheless, we still answer it on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara responds and says, "Hamani Reb Yudahi, who is the Tana of that brayso? It's Reb Yudah. The Omar Uman Derech Umnasei Chayiv. If you have a craftsman who goes out carrying a item which is normal for him to carry, even though he's not carrying it in his hand." He is chayiv. The Tanya leitzah chayit b'machte yatchuv alei bevigdei. And v'lei nagar v'kisim. Said to a carpenter with a chip of wood. Sheba ozmei v'lei sirik b'mashicha. And so do someone who's involved in producing clothing. Should not go out with a string which he uses when he makes clothing. V'lei gardi, and someone who works in felt, a weaver, ve'ira shabaznai, also with cloth, which he sometimes keeps in his ear, Valid Saba Badugma, or another painter who's got samples, Shabbat Savare, Valid Shulchani Badina Shabbat Ozne, or a money changer who's got a dinar, Vim Yatsa Pata Velocity, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yuda Omer, Uman Derech Umnasi Chayiv. If he's an Uman and he's doing a Derech Umnasi, that's not considered to be a backhanded manner, and Mamele is going to be Machuyev. Is going to be chayiv. The shar kol adam potter, and everyone else is going to be potter. So let's just maybe look at the Rashi over here. Rashi says kitanya hi b'shabbos atzma d'chad gzera ika gzerat tchuva b'vigde atve amhecha dematik b'yadaim. Yeah, the Rashi wants to see the next one. Uman hamitzi derech umnasei shehu ragil latzis leprakim kein b'chayil. So if you have a craftsman who goes out in the normal way that he goes out on a weekday, he's going to be chayiv. But it's a normal way of him presenting himself. We're going to come back to this later on in the Perek B'Me'er Isha, the sixth Perek. We're going to speak about when we say if a person goes out in a manner which is normal for that person in that particular profession, that particular trade, is that a reason to be more machmir, or is that a reason to be more makil? In other words, we're going to see, there's going to be an opinion which says that, let's say if you have a soldier, and a soldier goes out with a sword, and we're going to see a shayla on the mefarshim if it means that he's got the sword attached to his clothing, or he's actually carrying it in his hand. Is that called carrying? Meaning, one of the interesting inyanim which we're going to down on in Perek B'Me'er Isha, is what types of things are called carrying? When we walk out into the Rosh Hashanah and we don't see we're carrying our clothing, we say that we're wearing our clothing. So clothing is clearly considered to be bottle to the guf. Tachshitim are considered to be bottle to the guf. So there's going to be an interesting diyun in Perek B'Me'er Behema and Perek B'Me'er Isha as to when do we say it's a tachshit and it's bottle to the guf. And when do we say, no, this is a masui. This is not something which comes to embellish and adorn and enhance. And therefore it's considered that you're carrying. And we know there's a famous diyun about wearing a watch. Are you wearing a watch? Are you really carrying a watch in a very effective, useful, practical manner so that you always know the time wherever you are? Does it depend on how ornate and how beautiful the watch is? Does it depend if you would wear it even if it's broken and so on? But al kapanim, here we're discussing that Rishita's Rebuta is Uman Derech Umnasi is Chayiv. Just bear this discussion in mind when we get to Perek B'Me'er Isha as to whether or not we have Makaris to suggest the opposite. That it's normal for a person to go out like that, that's considered to be just a tachshit. That's just considered to be normal. And therefore there's no shyle of caring. Fine. And we continue. We say like this. Tanichata. We learned to one brayso. It's Azov Bekisai V'Miyatsa Potter. Avalasa. Azov, let's remind ourselves, if Azov sees three times, doesn't have to be over three different days, if he sees three times, so then he has to bring a carbon. If the first time he sees, he's just got the din of a balkari, second time it's got chumra of zivus, and the third time he has to bring a carbon. So the Braisa says that Azov is not supposed to go out with something which he places on his aver. But we're going to see the function of this. Is it to protect himself, his clothing? Is it to check and see if he became a Zav, who's a Baal Gimel Riyos? Al-Kabon of the Braises says he shouldn't go out with this type of a cap over him. Then Yotze Bata Avalos. The Tanya, we have another Braise which says, Layetze, shouldn't go out. Then Yotze Chayv Chattis. So Amr Yosef, like Asha, Haribi Meir, Harib Yuda. Meaning Reb Meir is the one who says, you're potter. And Reb Yuda says that an Uman goes out there, Chumnas is Chayiv, so it's normal for a Zav to go out with this little cap, this kiss over him, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. Right? So, Amalei Abaya, Ema de Shamas Lila Rabbi Meir, Bemidi de Lav, Haino Uruche, Bemidi de Haino Uruche, Mishamas Leia. Meaning, Rabbi Meir was only makel for something which is not so common. Like if you look at Rashi says two lines down in the big lines, Bemidi de Lav, Haino Uruche, Kagoin, Kolelo, Hashnuin Lamala. Ein derech eitzase ella biyad. I feel a loman. Meaning, even for an omen, it's more common for him to be holding it in his hand. Ella b'shal shu'reitzel ha'chriz la'atzme shu'uman. If he wants to specifically present himself in a particular professional, so then he might wear the item. Kavol kislazov ein derech eitzase ella b'kach. I mean, that is the normal way. Every single Zav, that's how you would go out. So who says Mishamasli, the potter? Who says the Rebbe Meir would be makel in such a case? So Mishamasli, the potter. If you don't see this, Elamata, Hedyet, Shechakuk, Kav, Bebakas, Mishamasli, Rebbe Meir, Hachanah, Midalei, Mechayiv. So the way some Rishonim explain is that if you have a person whose leg is amputated, and he makes for himself some type of a makeshift stump, and he carves out a calf's worth of space, and puts his amputated leg, or the stump of his leg, inside that piece of wood, are you going to tell me that he's not going to be mechuyev, because perhaps some of the umnin would be chaykik, three calves worth? Are you going to tell me that he's not going to be a mechuyev? I mean, even though it's a normal thing for a regular person in that type of a situation to carve out a calf's worth and put the stump of their leg in it, and that's how they would walk, are you going to tell me that that would be insufficient? So, for the Gemara, it's fair to make a chilik between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in this area. Bachar, even Rabbi Meir would agree. So the Gemara says, how going to be miyash if the steer between the two braises? The one says if his dove goes out with a kiss, it's a chiyuv chatas. The one says it's patar v'laser. Leikasha, can bezov bal shteir riyos, can bezov bal gimel riyos. So if he's got two riyos, so I mean, let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says zov bal shteir riyos. Chayev, why lefisha kis tzarech le livdek atzmai imira oichlishis? The is of gomer the carbon. Once he sees a third time, he's going to be mechuyev a carbon. The cave in the tree chaloi have yele lididei derech itzasa bekach. But if he's already seen three times, and it doesn't make a difference if he sees a fourth time because he's already mechuyev a carbon. So then we would say patra avalasa. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Because he needs to know if he saw a third time. Zav bal gimel nami mi boile le sfira. He also needs to ensure that he stays clean because he needs to count his shiv and akim. And therefore he needs to know whether or not he saw which would invalidate his shiv and akim. And that the Gemara answers and says no. Le nitzucha ella le bay b'yoy. Meaning once he already saw a third time, let's say in Shabbos morning, and now he knows he's a Zav Gomer and he's mechuyev to bring a carbon, it's unnecessary and pointless for him to check the rest of Shabbos, because anyway, he's a Zav Gomer and he's mechuyev a carbon. So were he to go out on Shabbos with his kiss, being that it's pointless, it's not helpful, it's not useful, so then we would say Potar V'Losim. Frag the Gemara, one second. But he still wants to ensure that his clothing did not get soiled. So why is that not a reason to be mechayev him? Amr Bzeira, ha haitana hu da amr kalatzili tinif leika choshev. If you're doing it merely for the sake of preventing your clothing from being spoiled, that is leika choshev. That is leika choshev. Rashi says, three lines in the bottom, Hilkach lav derech hitza hi loy. To the extent that you're only doing it to prevent your clothing from being soiled, that's not considered to be a derech hitza, and you would be potter. Fine. And this nan, because we learned in the Mishnah, hakufika orala koisel, if a person takes a plate, a bowl, meaning the rain is pouring down, and he covers the wall. So he's kofa ka'ara on the koisel. So we say the following. Well, let's just preface. We know that the pasuk says v'chi yutan mayim al zera v'nafal min ivlasim alav tami v'lechem. We know that there's a din of hechsher zrayim, of hechsher when it comes to food, meaning to say that in order for food to become susceptible to Kabbalah's tuma, you need that there was mayim which fell on the food, or which was done with the will and with the nichusa of the bialim, the Gemara Bar Metzias mentions, because it's written kiyutan, but we read it kiyutan, and the Gemara says it has to be that it's done ledaite. If water spills on food, on an apple, let's say you take an apple, you pluck it off the tree, water spills in it, you weren't particularly happy about the fact that the water got on the apple, and then a sheretz touches the apple remains tar. It's only if the mayim went on with the bialim's nichusa do we say that now it makes it susceptible to tumo. So here we have a similar din. So we have hakoyfika ara ala koisol. We want to know, is this mayim considered to be mayim which came and were accumulated with the rotzen of the people, or not with the rotzen of the people? So we say, if you want the water to accumulate in this ka'ara, so we say, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Harezeh b'chiyutan, da achshevinu lahanach mashkin, Hera b'dayte shetzach lan, he has shown that he's interested in them. V'avol gav d'lay nichalei nefila shenoflu ala peres lachrezman. I mean, he doesn't necessarily subsequently want the water to fall on the fruit. Nevertheless, says Rashi, a very important yesoid, havi mukhsharin, they will be mukhshar if they fall on the fruit. I just said not like that. Tarot says, this nan kol mashke shetchilase leratzain avobishin seyfe leratzain machshir. So if that mayim developed, accumulated initially with the ratzin, with the willingness, with the happiness of the bialim, that is considered to be mayim which has the capacity to be machshir. So again, if you're happy that it wets the plate and it accumulates, this is mayim which has the capacity to subsequently be machshir. Whereas in bishvil, if you're only doing it just to protect the wall, you're doing it like Rashi says, atzulei tinof, just to be matzil, then so we're trying to bring a raya from here that if it's just for atzulitinov, that is not considered to be chashiv enough to make it normal. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Midami. Awesome. Leikaboilahu lahani mashkin klau. In that case, he's not interested in the mashkin at all. Hacha. Kaboilahu lahaikis litabuli beziva. At the end of the day, the guy wants this kiss there because he wants to gather the ziva in the kiss. So he is interested in it. So says the Gemara, Halo Damia Lesefa. So if you are going to compare it to a case of Hechsher, which as it is perhaps seems to be a bit of a stretch, but if you want to kind of shtel it too and make the comparison, you would be limited to comparing it to the Sefa. What's the case of the Sefer? It says if you have an areva, so you have again some type of a bowl which was placed shenasna sheyored delaf lesecha mayim hanitzin vanitzvin einan bechiyutan. So Rashi says over here, Shiyar de Dela Fasecha. Mishni b'Maseches Machshirin, Hashniach Hasef Adakefes Akara. Vachitad. Says like this. Ariva Shiyar de Dela Fasecha. So you have this Ariva, this trough, this keli, and it's dripping into it. So Hanicha Shiyar de Dela Fasecha, Mayim Anitziv Anitziv Hatzafin B'Shamir Membechiyutan, B'Selam Membechiyutan. So the water which has gathered there, which spritzes out and floats, is not b'chiyutan according to Beis Hillel, not la l'shevcha. But if you now carry out the water to pour it out, elav elav meidim shem b'chiyutan. Even Beis Hillel agrees that it is b'chiyutan. Umikol makim yesh l'shmayim achseifa. We can still infer kitigarsina b'svarim. That nasna la reva zu shiyar tadel chaseicha. If you take this trough, this bowl, which the water has accumulated, avagav dat suli tinafu, even though the primary reason why you had it was just to prevent the house becoming wet and soiled, afilo achim medalei kufa, and the fact you didn't come, turn it upside down, dali daiti. You would like the water to accumulate in this area. I want the water to accumulate here. And therefore it is considered to be chashuv enough. And therefore that's enough to make it kiyutan. So you see, at the end of the day, the very fact that I want this to accumulate is sufficient grounds to say it is b'chiyutan. In which case, so Tovira, the Zav wants the Zoiv to accumulate in the kiss. That's what he wants. In which case, that should be considered to be normal. That should be considered to be a normal Hitzah. Says the Gemara, right. Ella, Baiva, Rava, Damitavai, Lekasha, Harab, Yudava, Harab, Shimon. There's a difference between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Now, this is a very important Rashi over here. Here we're going to see important Shittas Rashi and what Malach Shin Tzrich Leguf is. Rashi says, Hamani Ha Rebuta, Dama Malach She'ena Tzrich Legufa. Now, we know that usually Malach Shin Tzrich Legufa is, what's the classical case? Hachifa Guma Vein Tzach Allah Afra. Meaning a person digs a pit, but the reason why you're digging the pit is because you just need the afar. You're not interested in the Harisha. Shabbat, you just need the dirt. That's called a malach shin tzrich legufa because it wasn't done for the same reason as it would have been done in the Mishkan. Rashi says a fascinating thing. What's called malach shin tzrich legufa? Shibird soinei loy sase ve'enet tzarech le'ikar tachlisa. I never wanted this to happen in the first place. I'm kind of living in denial. I don't want this. I wish this would have never happened. Ki'acha she'ein eid tzarech leziv azu shal yadaba kis hazeh. The Zav says, I wish I never had this zivas in the first place. Avol biken chayiv alav alav uplugtayu b'matzniya gabi mitzi ha'meis b'mita chayiv. So there's a mace in the house. You take it out into the Rosh Hasharabim. If you this mechayiv. The Afal Gav Doit saw Sameis Leinicha Leibeya, because the fellow's not so happy that the fellow died in the first place. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yudah, that is considered to be a malacha, Shin Tzrich Leguf and Yechayiv. Rashi says later on, Rabbi Yudah Svir Leidem Yishim Ein Tzrich Leguf Alei Miftar Chol V'Tzrich Ledavar Acher Malachas Machsheves Hu Al Kaponim. That is Shittas Rashi over here. We're going to see Tesis disagrees later on. So we're saying over here the way to resolve the original steer between the two brises. Again, going back to the brise, we had one brise which said that if a Zav goes out with a kiss, he is Chayiv. The other brise says it's Potter Avalasa. We're saying the Brice which is Mechayev is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Brice which patters is going like Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Tani de Rabbi Yishmael, Yotzei Adam v'tfilin v'erev Shabbos im Chashecha. Everyone says you can go out wearing your tefillin. my time. I gave an Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayav Adam L'mashmish B'Tfilin called Shav Shah. A person constantly needs to hold onto the tefillin, touch the tefillin. Kal v'chemer mitzitz. It's a kal v'chemer for the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Amat tzitz she'in ba ela eskar achas. It only has Shem Hashem once. It says Kodesh L'Hashem. Amr Dei Rava Haya Amitzchay Tamid. Shle Yasich Daiti Mimeno. He needs to be constantly aware of its presence on his forehead. Tefillin she'yish ben azkara yizharbe alachas kama v'chama. You always have to be memashmishit. Hilkar midkar dachilo. So therefore there's no concern that he's going to end up going out on Shabbos wearing it. Danya, Chananya, Aymer, Chayiv Adam, Lamashmish, Bevigde, Erev Shabbos, Vachashecha. One needs to be memashmish's clothing. Rashi says, Shalaye, Karuch, Beshum Dover, Pen Yetzienu. That nothing should be attached to it. Or nowadays, when it's much more common to have pockets, to check your pockets, to make sure you don't have anything inside. Why Shema Yishkach V'yetzi? Because perhaps you might end up going out once it's Shabbos. So that's why you need to do it. And Amr Rabbi Yosef Hilchasa Ramsa LeShabbos. This is... Rashi says, Dover Godel Yeshkan La Frushe Mi Isser Shabbos. And perhaps we'll just end off with a kasha, and that is, why is this such a big thing? Why is this a Dover Godel? At the end of the day, let's say a person does not check their pockets, and there is something attached to the pocket, or there's something inside the pocket. So, what is the extent of the Isser? Would we not say that there would be some type of a ptur of a misasik? Meaning a shegig is when you're unaware that it's asar, or you didn't realize that it's Shabbos. But in this case, he doesn't even know that there's something in his pocket. So that makes it that much more kal, and makes it into a misasik. That's bechlal, a discussion in this figure. We have lo yetzi, achay b'machti, samach v'chashich, Hashem yishkach v'yetzi, and so on. Why don't we say over here that, to the extent that it's a misasik, that we're not so concerned? Why do we make a gzera up to a misasik? This is something which the Rishonim and Achronim discuss.